All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you today for your weekly dose of Pro Wrestling America, this time coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. We have a couple of great things going on here as Percy Pringle has signed an extension to his contract. So has Rick Steiner. However, we are saying goodbye to the Grappler, who says he's not getting the ring time that he would like, so he is heading elsewhere as his contract expires. But as we get into the episode, we have Bobby Heenan and the Heenan family coming to the interview desk. Not something unsurprising, but he berates his men for their incompetence. Terry Taylor and Al Perez complain that they've never been given a shot at a title. Scorpio and Wildcard have had everything handed to them. They have been seen as a dominant tag team when neither one of them deserve it. Heenan tries to come to the former champion's defense in that they earned everything. There has been no bias towards them, whether it's been Southern Dynamite, Skandar Akbar, or Bobby Heenan as their manager. They've only capitalized on the opportunities placed before them. Heenan offers to let Taylor and Perez prove themselves. He offers them a match to settle things among the family while keeping it in the family. Taylor and Perez will face Scorpio and Wildcard. Big Boss Man, the fifth man of Bobby Heenan's family, will be the referee to keep everything within the family. Family business being family business. If the former champions cannot defeat Taylor and Perez, Bobby Heenan will leave the PWA. If the champions win, Taylor and Perez will be on their own to make their own way in the PWA. So something is going down today. Either Bobby Heenan is leaving and the Heenan family collapses completely, or the Heenan family kicks Terry Taylor and Al Perez out of them. Well, let's find out. But not right now. Our opening match today has Chad Fortune facing off against Ken Wayne. And Wayne and Fortune have a good match against each other. Fortune misses a dropkick and Wayne takes control of the match. Wayne gets the pin after a sunset flip in a time of 6 minutes 38 seconds. Percy Pringle brings Harlem Heat out to the interview desk. They gloat over Heenan's whining about his men not being able to regain the American Tag Team titles. Okay, that's about my best Percy Pringle impression. Lance Russell reminds them that Harlem Heat fell short in their quest to gain those same belts. Pringle says it's just a matter of time before Harlem Heat has the American Tag Team titles. However, it's Heenan's incessant whining that has Harlem Heat all excitable. They promise to make sure that no one will have to worry about Heenan's whining again. Beef Stew Lou Marconi comes out to the interview desk. He apologizes to Harlem Heat for interrupting them, but he wants a moment to speak with Percy Pringle. Harlem Heat wants to know what he wants to talk to him about. Pringle tells him to head back to the dressing room. He and Marconi are going to take a moment to speak. And so then, not much more than a moment later, Beef Stew Lou Marconi comes out to the ring for his match against Brooklyn Brawler with Percy Pringle by his side. Apparently, their brief talk bore fruit. Pringle tells Marconi he has to prove himself in order to join his stable. Marconi and Brawler have a good match. Even though neither of these guys were great in the national wrestling promotions, the fans got behind both of them. They side a bit more with Brawler than with Marconi, with Pringle in his corner. The battle took the entire time limit. Marconi and Brawler are not excited for the match to be over. Marconi is even less excited when Pringle leaves the ring after the match. Brawler taunts Marconi about Pringle leaving, but Marconi answers with a short lariat that knocks Brawler out of the ring. Marconi climbs out of the ring and they brawl a bit more. Marconi slams Brawler's head into the ring post before grabbing a chair and blasting him over the head with it. And then Marconi stalks back to the dressing room. So Beef Stew Lou Marconi, Brooklyn Brawler, 15-minute time limit draw. Next match. Robert Fuller facing off against Rex King. The saga continues between the Stud Stable and the Southern Rockers. In this installment, a singles match with Fuller and King. Precious and Sunshine become involved in the match very early. Golden and Dahl also make their way down to the ring within the first few minutes. King has Fuller trapped in the corner, slamming right hands to the side of his head. Fuller pushes him over the top rope. King grabs Fuller with head scissors, taking him out of the ring too. Nick Patrick wants to call for the bell, but he's not sure who to disqualify for throwing somebody over the top rope. Both tag teams battle outside the ring. Nick Patrick counts both Robert Fuller and Rex King out. The teams ignore the bell and continue to brawl until they are broken up. The official verdict is a double countout in a time of 9 minutes 56 seconds. So there is still going to be issues between the Stud Stable and the Southern Rockers. And we'll just keep going with that. But now we get to Curtis Thompson. His run to try to beat everybody on the roster. He's still coming out to face Johnny B. Badd. Badd comes out first. He mocks Thompson's desire to be taken seriously as a wrestler in the PWA. Thompson comes out to the ring. He gets into Badd's face saying that he was sucker punched last week. Badd cheated him out of the next rung in his gauntlet. Badd turns around to walk away from him, but Thompson grabs him from behind. Badd nails him with another vicious right hand. Young calls for the bell. Thompson and Badd have a great match. The crowd is really into it. It ends abruptly when both men hit each other with a double clothesline. Neither man gets back up to his feet before Tommy Young's 10 count. He calls for the bell, saying he's counted both men out at 10 minutes, 30 seconds. The EMTs come out to the ring. Both men get back to their feet. Badd starts laughing at Thompson. Thompson charges Badd, but the EMTs keep him separated. Badd asks for the microphone. He demands that he be able to wrestle anyone other than Thompson. He doesn't want to be forced into another meaningless match. Badd calls me out to dissolve the stupid gauntlet or let him take over the gauntlet. I come out to the entrance ramp. I explain to Badd that he doesn't want the deal he's proposing. While it would give him an automatic match every week, it would be most taxing on him. Thompson isn't being rewarded with this gauntlet. It's a judgment on him and his wrestling skills. The worst part of the whole situation is that Badd will keep wrestling Thompson until Thompson beats him. Maybe I might give them a week off. Thompson demands that the gauntlet continue next week. He will defeat Badd next week to move on to the gauntlet. I tell them I'll be more than happy to see them in the ring next week. And I walk off. Badd and Thompson still not done with each other, but being escorted out of the ring separately. Next match has Italian Stallion facing off against one half of the Southern Rockers, Steve Dahl. And Stallion and Dahl have a great match. Stallion has the advantage for most of the match. Sunshine and Michelle McCool try to keep each other out of the match. Dahl gets distracted by the women outside. Stallion rolls him up, but Dahl kicks out. Stallion bounces off the far ropes and then takes Dahl down with a running bulldog for the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner is the Italian Stallion. Switching it up from last week, we have again the Acolytes versus Harlem Heat. But this time it is Farouk and Stevie Ray facing off against each other. And they have a great match. Stevie Ray looks to have the match won, but he gets a bit overconfident. Farouk takes him down with a vicious spinebuster for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 28 seconds. Your winner is Farouk. Jimmy Garvin and Alexandra York come down to the ring. Garvin wants to know why he is stuck with measurably dull opponents. He demands that he be given a quality opponent. In particular, he challenges Bunkhouse Buck to defend the title against him instead of that upstart Iron Mike Sharp. Instead of Buck or Jones, Percy Pringle III comes down to the ring. Garvin says he isn't looking for another tag team match. He wants to show himself as a true Illinois heavyweight champion contender. Pringle shakes his head. He doesn't want to waste his guys on a team that couldn't even keep the Illinois tag team titles away from an upstart team like Eric Watts and Chad Fortune. He has someone better in mind to put Garvin in his place. Garvin knocks Pringle down with a vicious right hand. Larry Zbysko climbs over the guardrail and slides into the ring behind Garvin and Alexandra. Zbysko grabs Garvin's arm and turns him around. He kicks him in the gut and takes him down with a swinging neckbreaker. Alexandra starts to get into his face as he gets back to his feet. Larry tells her to get out of the way. Alexandra starts to yell at him, but Pringle gets in her face. David Manning separates the two managers and tells them to find their ways back into their own corners. Garvin gets back to his feet. Larry nails him with a shoulder block. Manning calls for the bell to start the match. Larry takes control of the match very early. Alexandra tries to swing the match into Garvin's favor, but Pringle drags her out of the ringside area. Garvin gets distracted with Alexandra's absence in his corner. Zbysko takes him down with another swinging neckbreaker to get the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 17 seconds. Larry grabs the microphone after the match and repeats almost verbatim Garvin's challenge to Buck before leaving the ring. Interesting times going on with Larry Zbysko now joining the PWA. All right, now we get to the other side of the Acolytes in Harlem Heat as we're slated in the next match, Bradshaw facing Booker T. Bradshaw makes quick work of Booker T after countering a spinwheel kick with the clothesline from Hell in a time of 4 minutes, 11 seconds. Your winner is Bradshaw. So this week, the Acolytes take both singles matches. Now we get to the match that was originally slated to be the main event tonight. Now it's the first of two, thanks to Bobby Heenan. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Bunkhouse Buck facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. Bunkhouse Buck and Paul Jones come down to the ring first. Jones gets ready to speak, but Jimmy Garvin's music begins to play. Garvin and Alexandra make their way down to the ring. When Garvin steps into the ring, Larry Zbysko's music starts to play. Jones wants to know what's going on. Zbysko and Pringle come down to the ring. Then Sharp's music begins to play. Sharp and Eddie Gilbert head down to the ring. When all eight are in the ring, Eddie grabs the microphone from Jones. Eddie wants to know what's going on. There is a title match tonight between Bunkhouse Buck and Iron Mike Sharp. Garvin and Zbysko have no business in this match. Garvin hasn't shown himself to be a top contender, especially losing to a man Eddie didn't even know was on the PWA roster. He instructs both of them to return to the dressing room. We already have one match come out of nowhere to replace this main event. Eddie isn't going to allow wrestlers to start naming their own matches. Garvin and Zbysko, along with their managers, finally leave the ring. They are not happy, but Eddie is not giving them another option. Eddie tells Nick Patrick to start a match. He leaves the ring and grabs a chair. He sets it up so he can have a seat at the end of the aisle to make sure no one comes back down to the ring. Buck and Sharp have a great match. Sharp tries his best to regain the Illinois heavyweight title, but Buck refuses to drop the belt to him. Sharp leans out to yell to Eddie for some help. Jones tosses the belt into the ring to Buck. Eddie refuses to help. Patrick warns Eddie to stay out of the match. While Patrick is distracted, Buck nails Sharp with the belt, tossing the title belt back out to Jones to get the pin, keeping the title in a time of 26 minutes, 3 seconds. Your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion is Bunkhouse Buck. Iron Mike Sharp and Eddie Gilbert leave a little peeved with each other, but Eddie wanting to have Sharp win the match by himself, win the title back by himself. And he fell short today almost because of Eddie Gilbert. That's at least Sharp's side of the story. Now we get to the usurping main event here. Terry Taylor and Al Perez facing off against the former American Tag Team Champions, Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. Big Bubba Rogers comes down to the ring with his referee shirt on. Bobby Heenan accompanies him to the ring. Taylor and Perez come down to the ring first. The former tag team champions come down second. Rogers makes sure that all four men know who is in charge. Before Rogers can call for the bell to start, my music starts to play. I come out to the entrance ramp and explain that I have kept silent about Bobby Heenan making matches for himself. I have the video replay from the beginning of the card. I don't want to see Heenan possibly leave the PWA. However, I also don't see the need for this match. However, the fans have been waiting for this match all night, so I will let it happen. But it better be a great match. Rogers call for the bell. Both tag teams have a decent showing in the match. Heenan stays in a neutral corner between the two teams. Scorpio tries to get the upper hand against Perez, but Taylor nails him from behind. Taylor and Perez double-team Scorpio. Wildcard tries to make the save, but David Manning keeps him out of the ring. Taylor gets the pin after the flying five arm in a time of 8 minutes, 30 seconds. According to his own stipulations, Bobby Heenan is now out of the PWA. What does this mean for everything else? This will not be the last match between these two teams. Rogers can barely keep the two teams apart after the match. Heenan finally drags Scorpio and Wildcard out of the ring. Taylor and Perez stand in the ring. They won the match, but they feel that they were somehow gypped with the outcome. But now the Heenan family is no more, because Bobby Heenan is now gone from the PWA. How is this going to shape things for the next few months? How is this going to shape things in the tag team division, as we now have Terry Taylor and Al Perez definitely with their sights on keeping Scorpio and Wildcard out of the title picture? And then earlier there was all this talk from Harlem Heat about making sure that Bobby Heenan was out of the PWA. How does this all fit in? Because they didn't get involved in the match. You're going to have to come back next week and find out. See how things boil over from here. But until next week, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. I will see you next week.